recap of Sunday's readings, it's time for Homily Highlights on Mater Dei Radio.
And today's homily highlight is coming to you from Father John Marshall. He is the pastor at St. John the Baptist Catholic Church in Milwaukee.
Today's readings confront us with a truth that is truly uncomfortable, even painful, yet profoundly liberating if we allow it to pierce our hearts and bring about a transformation. We hear first from the book of Ecclesiastes. Vanity of vanity, says Koheleth. Vanity of vanity, all things are vanity. The inspired author looks at human striving, our restless pursuit of wealth, honor, possessions, comfort, and he names it for what it really is. It's vanity. It's emptiness and mere pure vapor. And in our gospel, Jesus warns us through the parable of the rich man who spends his life building bigger barns to store his possessions. This rich man speaks to his own soul, rest, eat, drink, be merry. But God speaks to him directly, you fool, this night your life will be demanded of you. And the things you have prepared, to whom will they belong? And Jesus concludes, thus will it be for all who store up treasure for themselves and are not rich in what matters to God. It's important to point out that Jesus is not condemning the man's wealth, but his blindness, his failure to see that the purpose of life is not to accumulate things, but rather to love God with all your mind, with all your soul, with all your entire being, and your neighbor as yourself. The man was materially rich, but spiritually and morally bankrupt. He had full barns, but an empty heart. And this, my friend, is the danger of the sin of avarice. You know, avarice is not simply having possessions. Nor is it working honestly to support one's family. Avarice is the disordered love of money, the endless cycle of craving for more, the slavery of never being satisfied. It's that gnawing hunger which whispers, just a little more, and I'll be happy. But the truth is, no matter how much we feed it, it only grows hungrier. And St. Paul reminds us, if you are raised with Christ, seek what is above, where Christ is seated at the right hand of God. Think of what is above, not of what is on earth. Why? Because everything earthly passes away. Our jobs, our homes, our bank accounts, even our bodies. They are all gifts, but temporary ones. Only God remains forever. Only love endures forever. And yet, look at our society today. Look at the world around us. Our society is overflowing with the wrong things and starving for what truly matters. There is wealth everywhere, but so little peace. There is endless entertainment, but so little joy. There is a flood of information out there, but very little wisdom. We are rich in comfort, but poor in meaning. Perhaps you heard the story before of a wealthy man who, at the end of his life, asked to be buried with all his money. His family, not knowing how to honor his strange request, decided to place a checkbook in the casket with him. It was their way of saying, take it with you if you can. Of course he couldn't. None of us can. It sounds humorous, but it speaks to something deeply tragic. So many people spend their lives as if they could carry their wealth, their possessions, their comfort into eternity. But the truth is, When that coffin closes, we leave everything behind except our soul. You know, many times in my life as a priest, in my ministry to the sick and dying, I've had the same conversation with people at that moment, in that lucid moment at their deathbed, where they begin to realize that time is now ending, and then the regrets of wasting their time on frivolous pursuits, on success and growing their career, but realizing they lost out in time with their children, time with their spouse, time in growing in their relationship with God. All of them had barns filled with riches, but they were empty in what matters to God. And this is the poverty of avarice. It blinds us until the very end. But here's the good news. This is the good news that Christ offers us today. Freedom. Not tomorrow, not someday, but today. The tragedy of the rich man is not that he was rich. It's no sin to be rich. It's that he forgot his soul. He believed that bigger barns could fill the infinite hunger of his heart. But the heart of man is infinite because it was made by God and for God. And nothing of this world, nothing finite, nothing that we could purchase can fill it. As St. Augustine says, "You made us for yourself, O Lord, and our hearts are restless until they rest in thee." This past week, we celebrated one of my favorite saints, St. Ignatius of Loyola, and his wisdom speaks powerfully to this gospel. Ignatius spoke of what he calls the magis. In Latin, that means the more. The desire for more, he would say. But how different the world's more is from God's more. The world's more is greed, accumulation, self-centeredness. Where God's more is the holy desire to grow in love, to serve more generously, to give more freely and without conditions, to live more fully for his glory, not for own. The world's magis leaves us empty, but God's magis fills us with joy. So, we should ask ourselves today, what is our pursuit? What are we pursuing? Are we building barns? Or are we building the kingdom of God? Are we rich in possessions, but poor in mercy? Do we spend our lives chasing what cannot last? Or are we seeking the treasure that moth and rust cannot destroy? The cure for the sin of avarice is not mere poverty, but detachment, freedom. Freedom to use what we have, but not be owned by it. Freedom to let go when God asks us to. Freedom to say with Job, "The Lord gave and the Lord has taken away. Blessed be the name of the Lord." True freedom is to love people. True freedom is to love people and not use them. True freedom is to love people and use things, not to love things and use people. Christ calls us to be rich, not in barns or in bank accounts or possessions, but in love. Rich in mercy, rich in forgiveness, rich in faith, in hope and in love, rich in what truly matters to God. My friends, one day each of us will stand before the throne of God with nothing but our souls. No bank account, no resume, no possessions will follow us. Only the love in which we shared and showed and revealed, given and received in Christ. Let's live for that day. Let us seek the true magis, not more barns, but more of God. Because in the end, there's only one treasure that endures, Jesus Christ. And if we have him, we truly have him, we lack nothing.
And that is today's homily highlight. That is Father John Marshall. He is the pastor at St. John the Baptist Catholic Church in Milwaukee.